Beautiful old hymn. We love singing those hymns. Please take your Bibles and turn with me, if you would, please, to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. We're going to get back to Acts as soon as we'll be in Romans chapter 10 next week, if the Lord continues in the direction that I believe He's going. But today, we're going to have a simple message of salvation, Romans chapter 6. We're going to begin reading with the 17th verse today and read down through verse 23. And it confirms salvation. It helps us to understand the need of salvation. And then we're going to follow the Lord in baptism with Jeff and Abby this morning. Romans chapter 6, beginning to read with verse 17. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come, read your precious word, and enjoy the study, and I just thank you, Father, for all that have come, and I pray today, Lord, that you will just convict the hearts of all that are here that do not know you as their Savior, that today be the day to make that decision. You tell us by your word that today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, but today. And so please, dear Lord, just take your precious word and apply it to the hearts of all that are here today. Help us to see the need of salvation, and those that are saved will be excited over these precious words, knowing what we have done and the hope and the future that we have. And Father, just continue to guide and lead us, and know that we will be blessed if we walk in your way and will. And the alternative, Father, is to spend eternity in hell. And so please, dear Lord, I just ask that no one would make that decision today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. It's kind of midway in this chapter to start with that 17th verse. And so as we enjoy looking at the Word of God, we find that we're to yield our members not to as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. And so as we look through the Word of God here and we see these verses of Scripture, and you look at verse 14, "For sin shall not have dominion over ye, for ye are not under the law, but under grace." These words are coming to us. And then in verse 17, "But God be thanked that ye were servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you." What we're talking about in here, in these verses of Scripture, is coming to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. That 17th verse there, "But ye have obeyed from the heart." Obeyed from the heart. And that's the important, because today many obey with their mind, and they are taught that that's all there is. But we need to understand, we need to recognize, we need to realize that the most important decision that any of us can make in this life, and that is to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And to reject that, we will see today as we look down at verse 23 concerning the wages of sin, the cost that is there. So please, obey from the heart. Listen today to the Word of God. And as the Spirit of God convicts your heart, do not reject it. Don't cast it aside. But say, yes, I want to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so please that you will listen carefully today. And again, verse 17, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed. And that's the praise that Paul has unto the Lord. Please, thank God that you're no longer a servant of sin, but now you are a servant of righteousness. You can walk and praise the Lord each day only because you have obeyed from the heart. This doctrine of salvation, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Jesus died on the cross to save you. You need to accept that. It is a personal relationship. It's not years of membership in a church. It's not works that your hands or mind have done. It is a decision that you make in your heart to trust the Lord Jesus. And the only way we can do that is if the Spirit of God convicts your heart. And you feel that urging, that desire to come to God. Come to God through the Lord Jesus, and please listen today and accept that and come to the Lord Jesus. Verse 18, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Free from sin. The joy of trusting in the Lord Jesus. Now for the first time, you not only have your sins forgiven, you've been set free, you have eternal life, but also within your heart, within your life now, you have an ability to walk a righteous life. Prior to this time, you can act and you can put on a front of who you are and what you are, but until you come by faith to Jesus, do you truly have the power and the victory to walk a life that's pleasing to God? You must trust in Jesus as your Savior. Then, being made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Now in verse 19, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. We need to walk after the Lord Jesus Christ. When you have come by faith to Jesus, then begin to make decisions and rejecting the flesh and accepting the power and the presence of God. If you want the joy and you want the peace, or you want to just continue to be burdened down with the things of this life and this world, then you remain lost. I guess that's a decision you're going to make, but it is not a good decision. You need to come by faith to Jesus and trust in Him as your Savior. We are in bond service, either to sin, the devil, or unto God, one or the other. And so you're serving one or the other. You know, Rome was full of slaves. Freedom in Rome was something pretty hard to come by. And Paul is using something here for these folks that they understand. Freedom is something that is not easily had. You know, man likes to think he is independent. He likes to think, I am my own boss. I do what I want to do when I want to do it because I am my own boss. But I'm telling you, you're not your own boss. Because your boss is either Jehovah God or your boss is the devil. That's who you're following. You're following one or the other. You think you're your own boss and you're doing your own thing. Truth is known when you're a believer in Jesus Christ. You are free to make decisions to serve the Lord Jesus. If you are lost and you don't know the Lord Jesus, you don't even know, and some of you aren't off the farm, so you can't appreciate this, but I have watched a 2,000-pound bull be led around by a ring that's in that bull's nose. Now, that's you, my friend, if you don't know Jesus. The devil is leading you around just like you lead that bull. Just leading you around. You said, no, I'm my own person. I'm doing what I want to do when I want to do it. No, you're not. That old devil is so conniving and such a liar that he's just leading you around. And you know what? He's leading you to destruction. He's leading you right to hell. You think you're having fun. You think that you're doing everything that you want to do when you want to do it. You are being led just like a bull is led with that ring in his nose, and you don't even recognize it. You don't even realize that you're being led around. Let's go to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. I want you to come by faith to Jesus, because I don't like somebody being deceived and being fooled. Being a Christian is real. It's true. There's decisions to be made, wonderful decisions. But when you're led by the devil, that's just what's happening. You're just being led. John chapter 8, beginning with verse 32. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Now, you know, there was an old television show years ago made that verse kind of popular, I guess you would say, but it is a true statement. When you come by faith to Jesus Christ, you trust in Him, you trust in the truth, and you follow the truth, you will for the first time have freedom. You're no longer bound. And so please that you listen and listen carefully. Verse 33, they answered Him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou that ye shall made us free? Now, that's exactly what you're saying if you're lost. You're saying, I'm not under bondage to anybody. I go where I want to go, and I do what I want to do, and there's nobody telling me what to do. Well, you see, they didn't realize, because they knew they was from the seed of Abraham, being a Jew, and we've never been under bondage under any man, and yet that's exactly what they were. And that's the same as you. They didn't know it, nor do you, that you're under bondage. You're being controlled and led by the devil. Verse 34, Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Come by faith to Jesus and be saved. That's the only way you're ever going to be free, ever to be free. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmities of your flesh. Understanding the fight and the battle. In verse 20, therefore, when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. You see, there's no middle ground. There's no middle ground. You're either the son of God or you're the son of the devil. One or the other. One or the other. Say, well, I enjoy being the son of the devil. And there's going to be a lot of my friends going to be there. Well, you're probably right about that. There's going to be a lot of your friends and a lot of people you run around that's going to be there, but you're not going to know it, because there's total darkness. There's total the screaming and pain and suffering that's going to be there, and there's going to be no fun and no fellowship. So you better come to Jesus today, because He's leading you around right now. You've got no freedom, but that's nothing compared to what eternity is going to be. You got a divine nature or you got the old nature, one or the other, divine or old nature. You're either being enjoying the fellowship and following after the Lord Jesus, or you're being led around by the devil. Verse 21, what fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? You see, Paul's talking to folks here that are confusing salvation and the life. They want to kind of go back to the old ways of the Jews. They want to start bringing some law to it, and they think that's going to be better. And Paul's trying to explain to them that no, that was the old flesh. You were under the law over there. Now you're set free now. Do you want to be free or you want to be bound by the law? Which would you want to do? All you have to do is come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And so what fruit did you have then? You had none. And the scripture, you know, tells us now in verse 22, but now being made free from sin and become servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Now we're going to get down to this 23rd verse because we kind of build down to that. And this verse tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you've trusted the Lord Jesus, verse 22 applies, being made free from sin, become servants to God, and ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. But the wages of sin is death. We always like to be paid wages. And this word, it's not sins. Notice that. It's singular. The wages of sin. It's singular. No man nor angel has ever gotten away with sin. None. Not one single man, woman, child, no one has ever gotten away with sin. All men have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23 tells us. The only way to escape this damnation that sin brings us and causes is to receive the gift of God through Jesus Christ. Have you ever worked for a company that I thankfully have not... Well, I guess I have because I worked for myself for a long time and didn't get paid, so maybe I did. Worked for a company that didn't pay wages. You know, when you've put in a day's work, week's work, they've promised you wages, you expect those wages. And you, in most cases, will receive those wages. Well, you see, the devil pays wages too. It says here the wages of sin is death. But let's look at that a little bit closer. The devil pays wages. And here's how he pays them. He pays them in everlasting torment. He pays them in everlasting misery. He pays them in everlasting woe. He pays them in everlasting pain. That's how he pays. And he will pay. He pays wages. The sin pays wages of eternal death, eternal separation from God, eternal separation from everything beautiful, eternal separation from the glories of heaven, and eternal separation from all godly things. All loved ones that have died ahead of you and went home, total separation from those. Eternal separation. The devil lies. The devil lies. You have problems. You have worries. The devil tells you, let's take a drink because, boy, that I've got to have a drink every night. It's the only way I can settle down. It's the only way I can sleep. Knew a man once that had a bottle of whiskey on his bedstand, and it was full when he went to sleep. woke up the next morning and it was empty. He drank that through the night. That's much how much he needed. And we praise and thank the Lord that that man was saved before he went off into eternity. But he had no opportunity to serve God or to praise God. And you see, the devil lied to him. The devil lied that that's what you need to get through the day. That's what I need to go have fun. I need to go out and drink and take the drugs. And you take the state of Colorado and others have begun to bring in the picture of marijuana, because it doesn't hurt anything. It just makes you comfortable and makes you settle down. And it's a lie. It's a lie that the devil has proclaimed. And he is going to suck you in through some means of drugs or drink of some sort or other. And he is going to take you down to the place of destruction again. Everlasting torment, everlasting misery, everlasting woe, everlasting pain. The devil pays sin wages, and he pays them in fire and brimstone. Now you can smile and you can laugh and say that's not true. Well, I'm here to tell you it is. And after you have faced death and went off into eternity, you're going to be the first one to bow your head unto a righteous God and say, God, I'm so sorry, forgive me. And he's going to say, it's too late. It's too late. You know now that my word was true, but it's too late because you've left this life and you're into the next. And it's here and now that that decision needs to be made. Don't be as the Jews that were hanging on to their laws and their circumcision and all those things like that. Don't hang on to your church membership thinking that's going to save you. Nor don't hang on to your old ways that you think, because both of those are lies the devil gives us. The devil says you can work your way to heaven. The devil says that it doesn't hurt to go out and do a little drink. It doesn't hurt to even go out and get drunk. It doesn't hurt to go out and you know, drive an automobile and kill somebody. That doesn't hurt anything, you know. That's just life. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. The devil pays wages. I don't want to make those kind of wages. I hope that you don't either. I hope that you come by faith to the Lord Jesus and trust in him, because that's the only way that you can get out from under the devil leading you, is to come by faith to Jesus. The gift of God is eternal life. A gift. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to work for it. All you have to do is accept it. Accept it. And it breaks my heart to see so many places that they call a church that don't preach the gospel, don't tell people how to be saved. They're letting them, they're being led by the devil. They're being led around. If the gospel is not presented, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, the gift of salvation, it severs that tie that the devil has. Now you have the power and the strength to move the other direction, to walk as God would like us to walk. And so please listen. This salvation is a gift of God. It's not by works. This salvation is given to you through the Lord Jesus Christ. He died on the cross. So please come. Please come. Jesus Christ is our salvation. You can't separate the one from the other. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the door. Please come. Trust in him. The devil's ways are counterfeit and lies. He leads you right to the door and is the one that kicks you through the door right into hell, right into the eternal fires. That's what he's going to give you. You know, that devil, he convinces us that we need things and we need possessions and they're going to make us happy and bigger and better and newer and all those things. But when you receive them and you get them and they wear out, and well, it was fun for a while. But when you come by faith to Jesus, that's eternal, never ending, the joy that comes. So please trust in Jesus. Those that have trusted in the Lord Jesus, God asks us, it's not for salvation. It's following our Lord's request, and that is His command, and that is to follow Him in baptism. After you're born again, after you've come by faith to the Lord Jesus, then He asks us to testify publicly what's happened in our heart. And that's what baptism is. It's a testimony of what's taken place in the heart. For one to go down into the baptistry, and you stand there, that's the old self, picture the old self. And you go down into the water, it pictures death. Coming back up of the water pictures the resurrection. And so you're showing all the folks here what has happened in your heart the day you got saved. I died with Jesus and I've risen with Jesus. What a glorious day and what a wonderful day. And we've looked back at Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch last week, and we could go back, as we've just preached on Peter when he proclaimed, you know, repent and be baptized. And so we find that. And then you can go back to Paul in the 9th chapter and read about his conversion when Paul was saved and he followed the Lord in baptism. And each time it is with much water. And so, you know, the world has changed their ways and went to sprinkling. It's awful hard to picture somebody going down and dying with Christ and being raised with Christ without doing it with much water. And so we're going to close in prayer, and we'll have the hymn of invitation, and then we'll go downstairs and enjoy this precious picture of what's happened into the heart of Abby and of Jeff. And so please take your hymn books and turn with me to 299, and please stand with me. And then we'll begin with prayer first. Before Father, thank You that we can come into Your house and enjoy Your precious word. Father, please, I beg You that no one leaves today without saying yes to Your Son, the Lord Jesus. Yes, I want to be saved. I don't want to be led around by the devil anymore. Don't let them be convinced, Father, that they're their own boss and doing their own thing, because they're not. When you get saved, born again, then you have the freedom, you have the power to follow after the Lord Jesus, to be a child of God. You have choices that we have. Freedom has come, truly been set free by the Word of God. Most folks don't even realize that they're being led around by the devil. Please speak to hearts today, Father, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.